critical of the statement that Gabashu made, you know, in response to what Autumn had said. And I had said that I believe that the presidency, being father of all, can, should not be taken on any citizen under any circumstance or in any verbal war. Now, see what Autumn has said now. Because you see, when you do this, you attract a lot of dirt, you know, on the presidency. The presidency is a very sacred, it's a very, in our lives, it's very, very, after the constitution comes to presidency. Listen to what Autumn said now. This is what happens. When you throw dirt, you get something like it in return. Autumn described the statement by the presidency against him as a reflection of the quality of its thinking. This is an insult that could have been avoided. This is insulting, the quality of his thinking. He goes on to say, the tone of this said statement shows the quality of the presidency Nigeria currently has. Ah, and then he says, they abandoned the message and went for the messenger. They now said that he said the president should focus on ending the killing of innocent Nigerians, fix the economy as he promised, and stop the stinking corruption under his watch. He says that they can't run away from their responsibility. They were brought to power to serve the country and not to oppress the people and suppress their freedom of speech. That gives you food for thought. If you want to read the rest of Autumn's statement, you can go to the papers. But then he says that the Sultan of Sokoto is also worried. He says on his part, he called on the federal government to identify and deal decisively with those inciting individuals and groups against the peace and security of the country. According to him, where comments by leaders constitute an imminent threat to security of lives and property, such individuals must be arrested and prosecuted. He's issuing the warning against a viral video by a popular Islamic cleric in Zaria who vowed that there will be reprisals over the recent killing of 22 travelers in Jos. This is what the Sultan says. What are our security agencies doing that they cannot invite those making these videos and saying nasty and bad things that raise tensions higher? Nobody should be above the law. Whether you are Christian or Muslim, you cannot incite people to kill innocent people. And he goes on. Then Ohanaeze also condemns the attack on Autumn. You see the way it's going now. The group spokesperson, Chief Alex Ogbonia, who spoke to the Punch correspondent on telephone, said Ohanaeze Ndigbo did not believe that Buhari authorized a remark of his senior assistant on media, Garba Shehu. Ohanaeze says that their position is that every religion recognizes the golden rule, which is do to others as you wish others to do unto you. And Governor of Plateau State said those spreading inciting messages, which fan toxic ideas that sparked the recent crisis in Jos and its environs, were people outside the state. Pandev says that the presidency attack on Autumn is shameless and shadow chasing. This is their own reaction. In all, there is enough to worry about in this country. May the good Lord help us. Next story.
Okay.
Well, tough one.
Yeah, it is, actually. It is. Page 3 of the Punch. Let's move away from page 2 to page 3. Government looks the other way as masses writhe in pain amid doctors' mass exodus.
You know, it's not raining. It's not drizzling in Nigeria now. It's pouring. Because now, you know, I don't think it has occurred to many people that as we speak, we've had a strike for 20 days. Now, 20 days, the doctors have been on strike. There have been threats, there have been this, there's been that. But the main issue is that the resident doctors are not available to provide services. So this is a very good article written by Deborah Tolu Kolawole in The Punch. And it's about the ongoing industrial action by the doctors and citizens, what citizens at the receiving end. Let me read this. It says, citizens have continued to suffer as a result of the brain drain. She's even talking now of the brain drain, but it's about poor funding and brain drain, and also the strike. At the end of the day, it is ordinary citizens of our country who suffer. We would plead with our political elites across the parties, across the board. We'd also plead with all well-connected elites in this country to use their contacts with government to bring this strike to an end. Our people are dying. Needlessly. Our people are dying. Our people are suffering. It's okay, fair enough. Most of you can, you can go to your private clinics and so on and so forth. But we will plead for you this morning, pick up your telephone, call your contact in government, and tell them to bring this strike to an end. Please. Our people are suffering.
People are dying.
Our people are dying. And we'd also like to call on the NLC to step in. If there is a stalemate, can you get another union to pick up this struggle on behalf of the doctors?
NLC has been quiet thus far.
They've been quiet thus far. I mean, who... I don't want to say who does that again. It's sad. Let them get Nupeng or whatever to pick up the struggle and say, well, if you don't answer the doctors, no petrol, that is better than having people die on a daily basis. It's impossible for you to tell me that we would not record one death per hospital zone because of this strike. It's difficult for you to convince me otherwise. So this morning I urge you, the elite, those of you who are well connected, can you please put pressure on government to bring this strike to an end?
It's sad. It's really sad.
It's sad Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. It's unfortunate as well. I mean, you've got to attend burials that should have been avoided.
Look at
lives that should have been saved.
Yes, because we are locked between Sharif.
Yeah.
We are locked between those who are dying of COVID.
Yeah.
And those who are dying because they can't get access to medical attention.
Prompt access. I mean, it's just.
And it's sad. How do you have a country? Doctors locked down for about 20 days, and you have a leadership in a country. It's very sad.
The governors, Nigeria governors from, they're saying that they want to intervene now.
Look at how long it's taking them to intervene. That intervention should have come 24 hours. If the problem is this: those who are in positions to, in positions of power, the truth of the matter, whether we like it or not, and I stand to be corrected, they have very little regard for our citizens. Most of them have very little regard
if they have at all.
If they have at all, they don't have value for Nigerian lives. You're just to be used when it's time for election to be used to. Even when you vote, the numbers don't count. They have very little value and the truth must be told. It's like all this that is making the rounds of that man's interview on channels and somebody has. We have to start telling ourselves some home truths. We can't under the guise that we don't want to heighten tension not tell ourselves some home. We have to. It's gotten to that point. How can you have a 20-day strike of doctors? And every day you don't see any hope in the papers. You don't see anything. If it were petroleum now, they would lock themselves up in the Hilton.
Right.
Overnight, a solution
right.
will
marathon.
Come. You have a marathon meeting. But then again, if you take what the First Lady said about the presidential clinic, then you will know that as far as medical services go, I think a lot of us have been bound to the Philistines.
Which is quite unfortunate.
Very unfortunate.
Not all of us can afford a broad
treatment. Not all of us can afford that broad treatment. Or private clinic.
Or private clinics, for that matter. Yeah.
If you ever find us...
I know. I know. Just try everything you can to not fall sick at this time.
Yes, but particularly for elite, all our well-connected elders and so on and so forth, pick up your phone now. And call your contact in government and ask them what is happening. Let's put some pressure on them. Our people are dying. Let's put some pressure on them.
In Jos, the doctors there are complaining that their mortuaries are filled up. Their beds are filled up. Here we're losing lives that could have been saved. It's just sad. It's really sad. Let's move on to page 9 of the Punch newspaper. Organizers suspend Saudi Arabia recruitment as DSS disperses doctors, arrests journalists.
I don't I read it at about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
This is what my habit is, to wake up at 3:30, read, and then try and sleep again, but I couldn't sleep. Mm. I tried to work it out in my head that what could have been illegal? Was it a scam? But apparently, this interview was organized by the Saudi Ministry of Health.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept asking myself, okay, let me tell you, sorry, at home, you probably don't know what we are talking about. There's this interview going on for doctors in Abuja. And according to this paper, that the medical, it was going on at Sheraton.
That's right.
The Saudi Arabian Ministry of Health organized an interview session so they could recruit doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then the medical consultants in their 100, everybody who not like Better Life, all of them ran to see if they could get a job there. Then according to the paper, it says, a correspondence, I'm reading from the paper, this is not from my head.
Yeah.
A correspondence gathered that the DSS operatives stormed the hotel on Thursday morning and dispersed the doctors and journalists who gathered at the venue. And so what I'm trying to make out is, what offense has been committed?
As far as the law goes, I don't think there is...
Maybe you don't know, but you know, I'm asking, what offense has been committed? But listen... Let's get to the end of it. It says, an eyewitness told the point that when I got here, we saw the DSS operatives dispersing the people that came for the interview. And before we knew it, everywhere had been scattered. Everybody was Odibo lawyer. I mean, everybody had run scattered. And it says, a journalist with the ICIR, Marcus Saturday, was also arrested, but he has been released. A doctor who did not want his name is Prince said, some of us who came here today came because we don't even have jobs. And we don't want to do the wrong things. Two categories of people are here today. The jobless ones and the ones who are poorly remunerated. You see, because there are some doctors that don't have jobs.
That's right.
Huh? Okay. And he said, we didn't commit a crime. We just wanted a better system. So why is the government trying to frustrate us? And the vice president of Association of Resident Doctors confirmed that, yes, the doctor exercise had been cancelled. And he says that the recruitment on Tuesday gathered coverage because of the media publicity.
Mm.
It was everywhere that doctors were going to Saudi Arabia. The recruiters had to suspend it because the federal government said it felt embarrassed by the news. Why should you feel embarrassed? Do you have an alternative for these people?
Mm.
In the democracy, if a government feels embarrassed, therefore a recruitment of doctors should not hold. And then it goes on to say that it is a big shame. I'm sure he borrowed this phrase from Uche of Ikeja.
Mm.
He said the government has no right to infringe on the right of the citizens to choose to go to another country. If the system is not working, let them go to another country, and so on and so forth. Well, the Punch did a good thing. They said they tried to get Peter Afunaya, the DSS spokesperson, but it did not yield positive results. As of the time of filing this report, he did not take his calls and was yet to respond to the message. I think the DSS owes us an explanation, and indeed the government, as to what took place.
There's another report that says that the hotel management said that they were instructed not to open up that place for the interview. They didn't disclose, actually. So that kind of like contradicts the fact that DSS, you know, guys were there. Because the place was not even, according to the other report, was never even open to anybody at all. Then the NAD executives were saying that the screening actually took place in a secret location.
Or does this have anything to do with the suspicion that the doctors were having a meeting?
I don't know. But then I know...
Could it have anything to do with the NAD strike as we speak?
Oh, of course, yes. So the recruitment is not new. It's always been happening. Like, it happens, you know, yeah. But then the last one that happened on Tuesday, this Tuesday, got really huge, huge media coverage because everybody
for obvious
knows.
Reasons, yes.
So I guess perhaps somebody somewhere in government just felt, or maybe there was, I can't say, let's not speculate because we can't say, we don't have facts.
But you see, how do you have this kind of thing without, how does this story get into the papers without facts when the spokesperson was consulted and he didn't yield any positive results according to this report?
Maybe DSS, before the day runs out, maybe they will come out to explain that we're never there. Yeah, at least let them say something, whether they were there or not.
This report says that they stormed the hotel.
Stormed.
Yeah, well, you know, journalists do. They can add salt and pepper. Instead, they stormed.
Sean Jambe.
Journalists who can add salt and pepper. They stormed the hotel and dispersed the doctors and journalists who gathered. Because it says here now, I reckon you see this.
Yeah.
It says here that Marcus Fatunde, a journalist
with the journalist. Center
for University, was arrested. What was he arrested for?
He was later released. We don't even know what he was arrested for.
Anybody who...
Trespass,
anybody
maybe.
Who they arrest must be released.
Mm.
Why was he arrested?
Every trespass.
No, maybe he tried to shoot the scene. When I say shoot, I mean...
Like record, yes.
Record.
Yes.
Because I shoot. But no.
We'll find out. We'll find out. It'll come to light. It'll come to light.
Yeah.
I know. What a day. I mean, Friday is supposed to be well relaxed, but man, today's
very hot.
Oof. Let's leave the punch. Let's go to the Vanguard. Page 7 of the Vanguard has a story here. Japan stops use of 1.63 million Moderna vaccine doses over contamination.
Now, I had a dilemma this morning, but my conscience took the better of me. I said, if I read this story now, there's a tendency that those who say they don't want to get the vaccine will be pointing to this to say, you see what we said?
You see why we...
So I made sure that Philip did not see it when I compiled it, I concealed it. But I now said to, but it is also with my responsibility to alert Nigerians to things like this. Japan has halted the use of 1.63 million doses of Moderna's COVID vaccine because there were reports of contamination in several vials. Drug maker Takeda and the health ministry said yesterday. Mm. Takeda, which is in charge of sales and distribution of Moderna shots in this, and said it had received reports from several vaccination centers that foreign substances have been found inside unopened vials. I hope our authorities would note this. The one we're getting right now, is it Moderna? No, I think it's the...
So we have J&J.
J&J. That's right, one currently now.
And we have AstraZeneca.
But
Sinopharm is coming in.
We got Moderna.
More Moderna vaccines are coming in.
Well, I mean, this could be an isolated case, or it could be a case of sabotage for that area. But I just thought that, you know, to put things in a balance, don't use this as an excuse, really. I'd rather die of the vaccine than die of COVID. I keep saying it.
It's very logical, really.
Yes.
It's very logical.
It's
very, very, very logical.
I've read all kinds of literature. I don't know why everybody is now bombarding me with literature telling me why you shouldn't take the vaccine. Me, I don't take. It's up to you.
It's up to you, really.
It's up to you. Mm. But nobody that I know should ask me for help when you could have taken the vaccine and you catch COVID and they're trying to... Because now I hear it is true that the treatment is free in the isolation centers, but something must drop. You understand?
Huh. It's better to avoid going there at all.
It's better to avoid going there at all.
Mm-hmm. Let's be on the same page, everybody. Let's go to page 11. Yeah? Rainfall prediction. Residents of low-lying areas should relocate. Lagos government.
Don't you have any good news?
I have to look very hard. But by the time I can find any, show will be over.
We had this yesterday, but we are repeating it for emphasis. Mr. Tunji Bello, who is the Commissioner for Environment and Water Resources in Lagos, has issued a warning that, you know, residents who live in the low areas, the Cherry North and areas like that, you should move to higher ground. Okay? But he says that there's a level of preparedness that, you know, they'll be able to contain. Apparently, they have to release that dam.
Mm.
It's probably busting at the seams.
They do that on a yearly basis?
Yeah, on a yearly basis. I was a victim once.
Oh.
It happened in the Cherry North. Mm. I had to get to my house through a canoe.
Mm. That place is always very
flooded. Until we broke a wall from the...
The funny thing is they did some drainage around that area. So the drainage is, both right and left, they're actually higher than the road itself. So you're now wondering, so if rain falls now and fills up the entire place, where will the flood water pass through? I mean, the drainage is just so high.
Well, I think history also tells us that at some point, some ecological funds were given for those areas, but of course the money found itself into...
And that thing has been reoccurring,
yes. All kinds of rumors are flying around. The bottom line, every time I think of it, a lot of our leaders don't have consideration for us as a people.
Mm.
we are useful to them in certain times, but
I mean, for years now, that thing should have been solved. That problem should have been solved.
But there's been long, 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 Jonathan's time, I think there's been money that was earmarked ecological funds. Nobody knows. Anyway, the areas that you know, if you live in these areas, Agility, Ajegunle, Isheri North, Owode, Iwaya. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, Iwaya.
Makoko, Badia, Ijora, Wow, Isalu, Pota, and Chibiri. You know, you should very quickly move to higher grounds before the rain does come. But there haven't been much rains this year.
No, they haven't. But there's the predictions are still out there. Like, it's still going to come down really hard.
But this is almost in September.
August break, you know, by September, the rain returns and we face the same issues.
Rain, go away.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go and do something. Let's see if we can contact Majek Fashek if we have any. This is amount of
Majek.
Let them bring down the rain.
Okay. All right. Majek. Page 18 of the Vanguard has a story here. Okay, this will be our last story. Which one should I take now? Should we take Harun?
Let's take this inspirational story.
Okay, yes. Let's take this one here. It said, lend a helping hand at all time.
Yes. Harun Balogun has a two-page spread in the Vanguard that I love to read, even though I'm a Christian. It's called Facing the Kaaba, you know, and when you should have an open mind. There are certain things that could set you thinking and could make you a better person across religions. I read all literature that I can lay my hands on. Listen to this. This one is written by Dr. Adewale Adeyeyo, and he says, lend a helping hand at all time. Okay, he says, the people despised, taunted, and nearly destroyed by life's bad luck will always be beautiful by divine laws of life and chance that capture Allah's benevolence. You can put God if you wish, God's benevolence. The harsh world in which we live still would never condone hatred nor give satisfaction for envy. Let me read that again. The harsh world in which we live still would never condone hatred nor give satisfaction for envy. Wickedness shall always be the leftover of humanity's greatest beauty. Remember, all evil deeds that is enforced would leave humanity broken. Therefore, stop now and never cease to do good, no matter how little. No matter how little. Doing good expands the vista of human joy and emits life's deathless breath that forever holds us in peace. Do good, praise Allah or praise God, and lend a helping hand at all times. That is the end of the saying for today.
Quite inspirational, really.
Very inspirational. I like reading this. People should have an open mind. Don't say, oh, because it's on a Muslim page, as if. But that will start another argument now. So
right. What is coming up at 9?
At 9, I told you I discovered one artist.
Yes, the guy.
Has he come? I'll put his photograph up. You saw my visitor on Wednesday.
Yeah.
About cat me. So he's coming then. There's also a girl I was told about. They're bringing her to me today. 20. She has a small shoe industry. We do these things to encourage our youth. That rather than playing the blame game or spending time being idle or whatever, you can start something. So I'm going to have the two of them. And luckily, Harun Balogun has a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 or 7 people who are looking for either husband and wife, and we shall, because Friday we'll have a bit of fun. We can't all be. But remember tomorrow, though, Princess Adenuno Ogunsanya is going to be here, and she's going to talk about 8 o'clock, the discourse, and she'll be talking about a better Lagos.
Awesome.
Everybody,
awesome.
All of us are worried about us having Lagos. Very worried.
Listen, thank you for watching us on Facebook and on YouTube if you're there, but don't go anywhere. We'll just take a break now to bring you the news. After the news, we'll take a look at big stories that dominated public space this week. We call that one Hot Takes on the Morning Crossfire. Jimmy, thank you for coming.
Thank you very much. Chop knuckle one.
Chop knuckle again. Chop knuckle again.
Your hand is too strong.
Thank you for coming.
All right, Sherry.
Nowadays, insulting you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.